Akashvani presents Morning News. Good morning, I'm Anuja Kumar. The headlines. Notification for first phase of assembly elections in Bihar to be issued today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says country's digital ecosystem is setting global standards for innovation and inclusion. Prime Minister Modi congratulates US President Donald Trump and Israeli PM Benjamin Netanyahu for progress made on Gaza peace plan. India launches National Red List Roadmap to strengthen biodiversity conservation. India beat Korea to confirm the first ever mixed team medal at BWF World Junior Badminton Championships in Guwahati. And in cricket, second and final test between India and West Indies to begin today in New Delhi. And now the news in detail. The notification for the first phase of assembly elections in Bihar will be issued today. Election to the 243-member Bihar Assembly will be conducted in two phases. Polling for the first phase will be held on 121 seats on the 6th of November. Last date for filing of nomination is 17th of this month. More from our correspondent.
With the issuance of the notification for the first phase of the assembly elections, the nomination process for 121 assembly constituencies will begin today. Elections for the 243-member Bihar Legislative Assembly will be conducted in two phases. In the first phase, polling will be held in Patna district along with 17 other districts. Meanwhile, political activities have intensified across the state ahead of the assembly elections. Both the ruling NDA and the opposition Grand Alliance have yet to finalize seat sharing arrangements among their constituent parties. Within the NDA, discussions on seat sharing are still underway. The top leadership of the BJP is making efforts to persuade the Lok Jan Shakti Party Ram Vilas, led by Union Minister Chirag Paswan. It is being speculated that the seat sharing agreement may be announced on 12th or 13th of October. On the other hand, the Grand Alliance partners, the Congress, Rashtriya Janata Dal and Left parties have also not reached a consensus on seat distribution. To resolve the issue, a meeting is likely to take place today in Patna between RJD President Lalu Prasad and senior Congress leaders. Dharmendra Kumar Rai, Akashvani News, Patna.
Around 8,50,000 officials have been deployed to ensure a smooth functioning during the Bihar Assembly elections. The poll body said these personnel include nearly 4,53,000 polling personnel, 2,50,000 police officials, over 28,000 counting personnel, 18,000 micro observers. The commission said that for the first time in Bihar, one general observer has been deployed for each of the 243 constituencies. In addition, 38 police observers and 67 expenditure observers have also been deployed. These observers will be stationed within their respective constituencies and will regularly meet with political parties and candidates to address any concerns. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that country's digital ecosystem is setting global standards for innovation and inclusion. Addressing the Global FinTech Fest 2025 in Mumbai, Mr. Modi said India is one of the most technologically inclusive societies due to democratization of technology. He said the country is witnessing 20 billion transactions worth 25 lakh crore rupees through UPI every month.
आज भारत में डिजिटल पेमेंट्स एक रूटीन बन चुका है और इसका सबसे बड़ा क्रेडिट जेम ट्रिनिटी यानी जनधन आधार और मोबाइल को जाता है। आप यूपीए के ट्रांजैक्शन ही देखिए, आज हर महीने 20 बिलियन ट्रांजैक्शंस हो रहे हैं, इनकी वैल्यू 25 ट्रिलियन रुपीस से अधिक है।
Speaking on the occasion, UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer said that UK and India are natural partners and global leaders in fintech. He said India-UK free trade agreement will boost the GDP of both the countries. He termed this agreement a huge win for both the nations.
And what we're doing together in tech is a great example. The UK is one of only three countries in the world with a trillion-dollar tech sector. India is poised to be the fourth. We're both top four AI powers, and we're taking this opportunity to go further.
Earlier, Prime Minister Narendra Modi addressed the CEO forum alongside his UK counterpart Keir Starmer. Speaking on this occasion, Mr. Modi said, "This year has turned out to be a great one, strengthening the stability of India-UK relations amid global uncertainty." He said new possibilities of cooperation are emerging between the two countries in sectors like telecom, AI, biotech, quantum, semiconductors, cyber and space. Earlier, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his United Kingdom counterpart Keir Starmer held wide-ranging talks including technology, defence, artificial intelligence, sustainable development, renewable energy and others. A delegation-level talk was held between the two leaders in Mumbai. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated US President Donald Trump on the success of the first phase of a US-brokered peace plan for Gaza as he hailed the American leader for his efforts to end hostilities. Mr. Modi said this during a phone conversation with Trump yesterday. In a post on social media, Mr. Modi said he and Trump also reviewed the good progress achieved in the trade negotiations. PM Modi said they also reviewed the good progress achieved in trade negotiations and agreed to stay in close touch over the coming weeks. Prime Minister Modi also held a phone conversation with his Israeli counterpart Benjamin Netanyahu and congratulated him on the progress made under the Gaza peace plan. Mr. Modi welcomed the agreement on the release of hostages and enhanced humanitarian assistance to the people of Gaza. The two prime ministers reaffirmed that terrorism in any form or manifestation is unacceptable anywhere in the world. Earlier in the day, Mr. Modi lauded the efforts of Mr. Trump and Mr. Netanyahu to end the hostilities in Gaza. PM Modi said this is also a reflection of the strong leadership of PM Netanyahu. The US has announced that Israel and Hamas agreed on the first phase of the Gaza peace plan that includes a ceasefire in the Strip and the release of Israeli captives and Palestinian prisoners. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has said PM Dhan Dhanya Yojana and Self-Reliance in Pulses Mission are initiatives aimed at making the nation Atmanirbhar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will launch PM Dhan Dhanya Yojana and Self-Reliance in Pulses Mission from Pusa campus in New Delhi tomorrow. In an interview with Doordarshan, the Agriculture Minister said that under PM Dhan Dhanya Yojana, the government will identify 100 low productivity districts and implement targeted measures to enhance productivity. He said the farmers of these districts will benefit with improvement in irrigation coverage and credit access. He further stated that if the productivity of low performing districts is raised to the national average, overall national production will rise and farmers' incomes will increase.
The farmers of these districts will benefit with improvement in irrigation coverage and credit access. If the productivity of low-performing districts is raised to the national average, overall national production will rise and farmers' incomes will increase.
GST Bachat Utsav, which was announced by Prime Minister Narendra Modi and commenced on the 22nd of last month, is benefiting all sections of society. Today, our correspondent brings a report on the GST reforms that will boost the economy of the state of Haryana.
The new GST reform is a big relief for Haryana's farmers, manufacturers and small enterprises. Under the reform tax structure, GST on a wide range of goods has been reduced, making them affordable and strengthening the state's industrial base. With the reduced GST from 28% to 18% on automotive components, the new reforms will make vehicles more affordable. This step will also improve Haryana's export potential to automotive markets in Africa, the Middle East and Southeast Asia. In agriculture and allied sectors, farm machinery, implements and fertilizers that earlier attracted 18% GST are now taxed at 5%, reducing costs for farmers and encouraging greater mechanization. These changes are expected to stimulate higher sales, preserve and create employment, and energize both rural and industrial economies, especially during the festive season and in the parts ahead. With Shivang Samarth for Akashvani News, Delhi.
India has unveiled its National Red List roadmap and vision for next 5 years at World Conservation Congress in Abu Dhabi to strengthen biodiversity conservation. The initiative was launched by the Union Minister of State for Environment, Forest and Climate Change, Kirti Vardhan Singh, at the Asia Pavilion. More from our correspondent.
The Red List will guide the country's conservation strategy through 2030 and help identify endangered species for focused protection efforts. Speaking on the occasion, Union MOS Sri Kirti Vardhan Singh emphasized that scientific documentation such as a Red List plays a crucial role in identifying priorities and directing resources effectively.
Government is collaborating with IUCN. Our various departments are working closely with IUCN to prepare this Red List, and our objective is to have this Red List prepared by 2030. Today was the launch of the roadmap of how to go about preparing this Red List, and our future conservation efforts, our policies regarding wildlife conservation.
India, one of the world's 17 megadiverse countries, is home to 4 global biodiversity hotspots and thousands of endemic species, including over 20,000 marine species. The Red List initiative, aligned with the IUCN global standards, will support evidence-based conservation policies and the publication of national red data books by 2030. This is Vinod Kumar for Akashvani News from Dubai.
Moving on to the world of sports, India outclassed Korea in the quarterfinals of BWF World Junior Mixed Team Badminton Championships at the National Centre of Excellence in Guwahati, Assam, yesterday. With this historic win, India has confirmed their first ever mixed team medal in the competition's history. We have more from the sports desk.
After losing the opening set, India came from behind to beat Korea by clinching the remaining two sets and marched into the semi-finals. Star of India's victory, Unnati Hooda, won the crucial last-moment points.
Overall, it was a good match, and first time I played like such a short match. But first time for me, I'm happy that I can win for the team and our whole team.
In the semi-finals, India will face defending champions Indonesia in Guwahati this afternoon. The match will begin at 1 p.m. Moving on to cricket, the second and final test match between hosts India and West Indies will begin at Arun Jaitley Stadium in New Delhi this morning. The match will begin at 9:30 a.m. Team India, led by Shubman Gill, will look to clean sweep the home series with another commanding performance after decisive victory in the series opener at Ahmedabad. In women's cricket, India faced their first defeat in the ICC ODI Women's World Cup as South Africa pulled a hard-fought chase in Vishakhapatnam last night. Chasing a decent target of 252 runs set by the home side, Nadine De Klerk's unbeaten 84-run innings turned a difficult chase possible. In today's fixture, New Zealand will face Bangladesh in Guwahati from 3 p.m. In an interesting development, the ICC Women's Cricket World Cup is witnessing unprecedented fan engagement in India. All the tickets for India's clash against Australia in Vizag on Sunday and against England in Indore on 19th of October have sold out. Earlier, a record 22,843 spectators turned up in Guwahati for India-Sri Lanka match, which was the highest ever attendance for a group stage game at an ICC women's event. Chirag Joy, Sports Desk.
And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Saira Mujtaba.
Thanks, Anuja. The Times of India indicates the progress achieved in trade negotiations with the United States. The headline says, "Spoke to my friend, Modi-Trump call marks narrowing gap on trade issues." The paper also writes, "In a major relief for Indian farmer, Trump leaves generic drugs out of tariffs." The dailies have cited the U.S. playing central role in the long-awaited historic Gaza truce to end the two-year war in West Asia. The Indian Express writes, "Israel and Hamas agree to phase one of Trump's Gaza peace plan, ceasefire, freeing hostages, prisoners." And finally, Hindustan Times cites the sucker punch witty menu on the Indian Air Force anniversary day. Bahawalpur naan, Balakot tiramisu, IAF's culinary precision strike on Pakistan. And with that, it's back to you, Anuja.
Thank you, Saira. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Notification for first phase of assembly elections in Bihar to be issued today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says country's digital ecosystem is setting global standards for innovation and inclusion. Prime Minister Modi congratulates U.S. President Donald Trump and Israeli PM Benjamin Netanyahu for progress made on Gaza peace plan. India launches National Red List roadmap to strengthen biodiversity conservation. India beat Korea to confirm the first ever mixed team medal at BWF World Junior Badminton Championships in Guwahati. And in cricket, second and final test between India and West Indies to begin today in New Delhi. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.